Hello, everybody, and welcome to FTSE's FTSE 100 report. The market has fallen 37.29 points today for a total of 0.6% negative growth. After opening at 6,203.17 points, it rose 0.22 points to a high of 6,203.39 points before plummeting to where it is located at the moment. Oh, wait. Now reports are coming in that it has fallen further, having lost a new total of 41.73 points today, adding almost an additional tenth of a percent. It looks like it's going to be a bad day for the market. For those of you who are new to investing, the points are proportional to the percentage of growth or shrinkage in the market, and today is not a good one to be seeing the points rolling out. If there is a silver lining, it would be that the FTSE 100 is not at a yearly low, but rather in the middle. The highest point was when it hit 7,122.74, and the lowest was nearly 5,500 points. But let's look at the top performers today. Touristic Union International is killing the market, having gained 51 points for a total of 4.9% positive growth. Paddy Power Betfair has grown 90 points. However, it has been unable to reach the 1% growth mark for the day so far. The folks over at TUI are surely celebrating what a good day it is to be in the tourism sector. But even those at Compass Group should be happy that they're stagnant on such a difficult day for the market. As for those who are having a worse day of it, Pearson and Old Mutual are the two companies who are performing most poorly today. Each one has lost over 3% and do not show signs of recuperating today. If they are lucky, they will be able to hold out and keep from losing any more points. That's all we have time for, but tune in at 6 p.m. for the closing bell update. I'm Jane Smithers, and this is the Bamberg Update.
Tornado Alley has been blown up once more as a massive twister has torn through Kansas, throwing farmhouses every which way. Gusts of wind up to 200 miles per hour have left many of Dorothy's fellow sunflowers clicking their heels and repeating, "There's no place like home." The tornado is proceeding across the state at a rate of about 50 miles per hour, moving fairly slowly. However, this in turn is amplifying the damage being caused. Evacuation efforts are facing logistical issues as the highway is crawling at a mere 15 miles per hour. And so those who are in the direct path are being encouraged to stay indoors, to get in the tub, and to cover themselves and their children with a mattress. Those who do not have a tub on the first floor are being advised to pick the most secure corner of their basement and again huddle under a mattress and blankets. In other news, Hurricane Dalila is storming up the Gulf of Mexico at 150 miles per hour. It is expected to make landfall at about 6 p.m. this evening along the entirety of the coast from Texas to Mississippi. Louisiana is slated to get hit the hardest, and the whole southern part of the state is being evacuated. New Orleans is on lockdown, although the city has state-of-the-art flood protection, and therefore should weather the storm fairly well. The government has been unable to avoid having to displace over half of the state's population. The governor has already called on the federal government to help, and the president has sent the emergency services down along with a contingent of Marines and another of the Army to aid in search and rescue missions for those who have ignored the evacuation order.
As rugby union winds down, we're left with a close lineup between the three teams, with a total separation of only 4 points between the first and the last team. The Saracens are topping the charts with 13 wins, one draw, and only 4 losses this season. They're followed by Exeter, who has won 12 games, nil in the draw column, and has lost a total of 6 games. Following the runner-up are the Wasps, with the same record, however, they lost 1 point in the bonus points section. Too bad for them, but it's left us with an extremely close table. Saracens are only up by 3 points, and so, with 2 games left to play, it could spell the end if they lose. At a minimum, they must at least win one and draw the other. As far as the tournament goes, the table is pretty evenly spread, which should make for some very interesting initial rounds to the tourney. Northampton has no spot on the podium in the league tables, but they didn't miss out by too much, and they will be looking for vengeance come next Saturday. Northampton trails behind the Wasps by only 7 points, and their mission is clear. It is blood that they are looking for. Those Waspy stingers is what they are looking to nullify. Exeter itself is looking to knock the Saracens down a peg or two as well, from what they are saying in the press conferences. Either way, this promises to be one of the more spectacular tournaments in the history of rugby union. Stay tuned for more sports news, and we'll be back after this brief word from our sponsors.
Temp jobs are up 50%, and so are food prices compared to a decade ago. It seems that while the recession has caused a much-needed change in the labor market concerning how people work and how they're expected to work and to act, it has also brought about its woes. Prices only dropped so far during the crisis, and there has been a significant price to pay for the uptick in the economy. Food is now where UK citizens spend the largest portion of their paychecks after housing and transportation. With the inflation and the higher demand due to migration to the cities, many are finding it difficult to cope with their new reality. This difficulty coping has in turn forced many to live in the outskirts of London or in towns that border the capital. The ensuing domino effect has essentially left citizens with hour-long commutes that, while proportioning reading time, cost significantly more than before and shorten the time they spend at home. The lack of leisure time and the general 3% rise in prices has created an atmosphere where things like the cinema are reserved entirely for the rich and powerful. Film professor Martin Scheinman finds this ironic, considering that film began as popular entertainment below even the bougie standards of the rising middle class at the end of the 19th century. Many economists are debating what percent of the current population will be able to enjoy what was considered the traditional measure of success in the near future, but the jury is still out on the subject. That's all for now, but come back tomorrow at 11 for another look at life in the UK.